Hello, thanks for tuning in to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the leadership podcast with me, Tom Hallett. This podcast is all about providing you with insights and tips to help you on your journey towards exceptional leadership.
Hi everyone, Tom again on the Learn, Grow, Succeed podcast. Thank you for joining us this week. It's always a pleasure to have you on board. Now, this podcast is all about how to boost your leadership self-confidence. And the reason for it is that I'm always surprised when in our leadership training programs, of often very experienced and successful leaders, the subject of self-confidence is continually coming up and being discussed. Because you think, you know, surely leaders are a self-confident group of people who have the courage and conviction to lead with authority. Well, actually 99% of the time I think that's true, but we all have moments of self-doubt and insecurity. And those persistent niggles that can undermine your self-belief. So today I'd like to talk about how you can boost your leadership self-confidence. Before we get into it, if you're new to the Learn, Grow, Succeed podcast, then a very big welcome. There will be a transcript for it on our website at xl-communications.com. And on there is loads and loads of other resources like webinars, blogs, all kinds of things, all the back catalogue of podcasts. So go over and check it out. Self-confidence is a fundamental base on which to grow your leadership ability and indeed also management ability and just general success in professional and personal life. It provides a stable foundation, and this is an age-old metaphor that you wouldn't build a house or a building on shifting sands, would you? And leadership self-confidence is exactly the same. You need a strong, reliable foundation from which to build. And the question is, how do you identify the skills to give you those foundations? So we're going to have quite a quick podcast on this today, but we're going to give three useful ideas to get you started. So the first of those is that you need to identify your driver and your passion. Your intrinsic motivation will give you the initial boost to find and act upon your drivers. Now, what do I mean with that? Is that just L&D mumbo jumbo? Well, ask yourself three questions. What excites you in your work? Where do you enjoy devoting your time and energies? What are you passionate about? And for example, this could include, you know, technology, equality, diversity, inclusion, learning, whatever it may be. Now, the answers to these questions are where your motivation lays. And by harnessing what motivates you, you can use your passion to focus on building your self-confidence and using it to inspire others. So, as I mentioned, there is a transcript to this on our website or wherever you get your podcast. So go back, look at those three key questions, and I would encourage you to physically write out the answers to this, because if you're working in an area that appeals to your drivers and your passions, you will automatically have a level of self-confidence because it comes from inside. The second idea that I think will help with your leadership self-confidence is make a decision and act on it. And as the song goes, when you see a chance, take it. Opportunity needs to be acted on, and those who hesitate are more likely to miss out. So you need to develop your confidence and reach out to embrace opportunities as they are happening, and don't leave it too late. This will give you the boldness you need to lead with authority and self-belief. And finally, seek out risk. Don't be afraid. Just go for it. Get out of your comfort zone. It's very easy to stay in your comfy place and avoid rocking the boat. Fear of failure is often the reason people give for not wanting to leave that place where they feel secure and comfortable. But by avoiding taking risks, you miss the opportunity to discover something new. And it's worth remembering that sometimes inaction can be riskier than action. To truly embrace self-confidence, you need to break away from your comfort zone, accept new challenges, seek out new opportunities, and be brave and take risks. And do you know, it's timely actually I'm recording this podcast today because I was taking a little blood sample this morning as part of a COVID study that I've been part of for a few months. And you use one of those little needles that split your skin so you can get the blood out. And as I was doing it, I was kind of hesitant to press the button because I know that it's going to hurt a little bit. But in reality, it's the waiting, the knowing that it's about to hurt, rather than the actual pain itself that is scary about it. Now, it's a silly example, but I was actually thinking about that in the broader context as I was doing it. And how many times in your life is actually the thought of doing something a lot more scarier than the reality? So don't be afraid, go out and take some of those risks. So there you have it, three simple steps to take to put yourself in a self-confident mode, and that will really, really help with your leadership ability. Start to implement these three simple steps and you'll find your leadership making a difference, and it just starts with the right mindset. When you want to develop your confidence as a leader, you know, professional companies can also help, so do give us a shout if you want to talk about that, whether that's for you or your teams, and how we can develop this confidence within teams. Because I know I've given you a few top tips there, but there are also some other key areas that you can work on to develop self-confidence, some of those being skill-based, because if you have skills and you are confident in those skills, then that also gives you a really strong foundation to build on. So quite a quick podcast for you today. I hope those three little top tips about identifying your drivers, your passions, making decisions and act on it, and seeking out risks and going for it help you in your professional lives. As ever, if you liked what you've heard today, do subscribe so you get these automatically in your inbox, and give us a shout if you want to have a talk about anything at all. So thanks for listening. Stay safe, stay washing those hands, and speak to you next time. Bye bye. Thank you.